There's an old saying that you can't tell the players without a scorecard. Commentator Frank DeFord says it's getting hard to follow the teams without a map.
Back in the days of commercial network radio glory, Jack Benny featured a regular bit. He and Mary and Rochester and Don Wilson and the rest of the gang would be taking a train trip when suddenly the station announcer would shout,
"Train leaving on track 5 for Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga."
Cucamonga was the real punchline. Anaheim, like Azusa, was just a second banana gag. Even in comedy, poor Anaheim was nowhere. But then Anaheim became home to Disneyland and Major League Baseball and hockey teams, the Angels and Mighty Ducks. But alas, the owner of the Angels, Art Marino, has decided that Los Angeles has more cachet. And so he has changed the name of the team to the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. The only reason he's kept the Anaheim footnote is to be cutesy with the stadium lease, which obliges the team to keep Anaheim in its name. Oh, for the good old days when teams were just named for the cities where they played. Now, though, we have teams named after 9 whole states. Minnesota, Indiana, Utah, Colorado, Arizona, New Jersey, Florida, Carolina, and Tennessee. Not to mention a body of water, a state title, and a region. That is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Devil Rays, the Golden State Warriors, and the New England Patriots. The courts are examining the Anaheim matter, and if they agree that you can't name a team after a city where it isn't, I think next it's time to prohibit a team from unfairly appropriating a territory in toto for its name. How do the Florida Marlins get off taking in the whole state when the Devil Rays are also in Florida? How do the Warriors get to say they're the Golden State team? Why, they might as well call themselves the Los Angeles Warriors of Oakland. And the New England Patriots? The people who live in much of Connecticut are strictly Giants and Jets fans. I say that we demand accurate name changes, like the sum of Florida Marlins, the mostly New England Patriots, and the little bit of Golden State Warriors. Even more important, the teams with nicknames that were indigenous to their original cities should have to use the term out of, as they do in horse racing, to designate a thoroughbred's dam. Thus, it's only right by law that we demand the Utah Jazz be officially titled the Utah Jazz out of New Orleans, and the Calgary Flames out of Atlanta, and the Memphis Grizzlies out of Vancouver, and the Los Angeles Lakers out of Minneapolis. It was, though, good to see the new Washington baseball franchise refuse to become the Senators again. After all, truth in nicknaming. Washington is the only part of America that has no Senators. Once before, the old Senators threw up a trial balloon to see if they couldn't officially change their name over to Nationals, or Nats in the vernacular. They had a song which actually went, "I'm nuts about the Nats, I'm nuts about the Nats, I'm crazy about the Senators, and nuts about the Nats." Oh well, it's no Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga.
That's commentator and rapper Frank DeFord. His newest book is The Old Ball Game, about baseball in America at the start of the 20th century. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.